We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest.
All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
18 past the hour. It's Golden Globe Awards time, and Justice Reporter Sean King takes a look at the nominees and performances. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning, everybody. You know, last week here on the show, after the Grammy nominees were announced and we learned that the top five most nominated artists were all black artists, which has never happened before, I did a segment on how we are currently in the midst of a beautiful renaissance of black music, art, and culture. And I want to double down on that idea this morning. First off, let me be clear that we don't need awards from other bodies to determine how rich our culture is. Denzel didn't win an Academy Award for Malcolm X, but we all know that it was a special performance. With that in mind, though, the Golden Globe nominees were announced yesterday morning, and I want to take a moment to double down on the richness of black art right now. In film and television, really for the first time in our lives, black folk are getting a wide variety of leading roles that go beyond slaves, thugs, and nannies. The most prestigious nomination for the entire ceremony is Best Motion Picture Drama, in a film that was written by black folk, directed by black folk, and stars black folk, named Moonlight, which is the painful coming-of-age story of a young boy in the Deep South. It was nominated for Best Picture yesterday. Barry Jenkins, the director, was nominated not only for Best Director, but Best Original Screenplay as well. Also, Naomi Harris and Mahershala Ali, who both play powerful roles in the film, were each nominated. And we've never really seen characters like the ones you get to see in Moonlight. If you've not yet seen a preview for the film Fences, starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, you have to see it. The film comes out everywhere on Christmas Day. And again, we have yet another film, originally written by the playwright August Wilson. It's directed by Denzel himself and stars a prestigious black cast. Both Denzel and Viola Davis were nominated for Best Actor and Best Actress. And this weekend, Viola actually won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actress. Ruth Negga is a name you've probably never heard of, but she stars in the new film Loving, which is about an interracial couple in the Jim Crow South. And Ruth stars as Mildred Loving, the wife and mother whose relationship was deemed illegal and went all the way to the Supreme Court. And Ruth was also nominated for Best Actress in a Drama. Hidden Figures, which is about the essential roles that black women played at NASA during pioneering space launches, also comes out on Christmas Day. And Octavia Spencer was nominated for a Golden Globe for her role in the film. Now, two of the five comedies that were nominated for Best TV Comedy also have black cast, and they are Blackish and Atlanta. From those shows, Anthony Anderson and Donald Glover were each nominated. Tracee Ellis Ross was also nominated for her hilarious role in Blackish. And Blackish brings it every single week, week in and week out. And my friend Issa Rae, who stars in the new HBO hit Insecure, she was also nominated for Best Actress in a TV Comedy, and I'm so proud of her. But no show on television was nominated for more Golden Globes than the breakout hit The People vs. O.J. Simpson. I think it's going to come away as a huge winner of the night. It was one of my favorite TV miniseries of all time. Not only was the show nominated, but Courtney Vance was nominated for Best Actor for his role as Johnny Cochran, and Sterling Brown, who played Christopher Darden so well that now when I think of Christopher Darden, I now think of Sterling Brown, was also nominated. Arguably, he should have been nominated for his role in the beautiful new show This Is Us as well. And last but not least, I want to highlight Kerry Washington and Tandy Newton. We all know Kerry, of course, from her leading role in Scandal, but she's nominated this year for her role as Anita Hill in the HBO television special Confirmation. And my latest obsession on TV is HBO's Westworld. It's been on for a few months, but I just started watching it last week, and it's amazing. On Sunday night, Tandy Newton won the Critics' Choice Award for her role as Maeve in Westworld. I really can't even tell you what she does without giving it all away, but notice she deserves that award. And my final thought is this, everybody. Over the next few weeks, turn off the news, stop watching Donald Trump, go see Fences, go see Hidden Figures, go see Moonlight, watch Westworld and Insecure. Check out The People versus O.J. Simpson on demand if you haven't seen it, because here's what I know. 2017 in America is about to get real. Take care, everybody.
You're the best, Sean. Thank you. Appreciate your recognition and perspective, brah.